So during his first term, President Donald Trump did away with NAFTA and created the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, the USMCA. Well, that agreement is up for renegotiation this year. Mm-hmm. And you've got auto suppliers all across North America, certainly here in the Metro Detroit area, that are saying it's really, really important because this is part of how these vehicles are made, particularly in the automotive industry. All of these parts, supplies, they go back and forth between the United States, between Mexico, between Canada. And it's very important for the business for a lot of these auto suppliers. Kurt Nagel is the senior business reporter covering manufacturing for Crain's Detroit Business, wrote an interesting story about it and joins us this morning to talk about it. Kurt, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
What are you hearing from these suppliers?
Yeah, so you nailed it on the head. This is the single biggest issue in the automotive industry at present. On Monday, the U.S. and Mexico are kicking off the formal negotiations for a potential extension of the USMCA, and automotive suppliers, automakers, lobbyists, et cetera, are pushing very hard to keep free trade in North America in place for the reasons that you laid out.
Kurt, this story kind of really reframes what it means to be an automotive supplier today. I mean, it's no longer just about engineering and production. It's trade law, it's tariffs, it's policy strategy. At what point did suppliers essentially become geopolitical players as much as manufacturers?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. It's a competitive environment. It always has been, but now part of that competition is navigating those geopolitics, you know, figuring out which countries you can safely source to and import to, right? If you want to go to a low-cost country, obviously that's going to be best for your business case from a bottom-line standpoint, but at the same time, you're going to open yourself up to a lot more risk, you know, with Trump's policies and aversion to Chinese imports and Mexico imports, it really turns upside down the system that the automotive industry had put in place for decades, you know, mm-hmm. since NAFTA.
Trump has been a bit critical even of the USMCA, a deal that he ushered in his first term. What kind of table does that set for these negotiations?
Yeah, that's a good point. And it's difficult to tell what is a negotiation tactic versus, you know, how real these threats are that the administration is putting forth. We saw that laid bare, you know, last year with the implementation of the 25% tariff on imports from Canada and Mexico. Shortly thereafter, the Trump administration carved out an exemption for USMCA compliant auto parts, recognizing, I think, the importance of that free flow of trade to the United States marquee industries. So I think a lot of it is kind of positioning and posturing to get the best deal at the end of the day.
You know, Lucerne International pulled back that $50 million plant investment here in the city because of tariffs and uncertainty. So how many similar paused or canceled investments are happening behind the scenes that the public just never hears about?
Yeah, it's impossible to quantify, but certainly I think big capital decisions have ground to a halt, right? Because if you're an automotive supplier and you're thinking about investing in the U.S. Versus Mexico, and then, you know, 2-3 months down the line, the USMCA is extended and free trade is back on. Well, you know, did you just waste that investment? Now is your business case completely sideways because of that? And it's impossible to make these really capital intensive and important decisions. And that's why I think we're seeing a real lull in activity in that regard.
Really interesting. And then, of course, I'm curious to know, too, what type of lobbying is being done behind the scenes? We know the automakers have been talking with this administration extensively, but how big of a role do the suppliers have in those conversations?
They've got a big role. There's several trade groups that are hitting Washington, D.C. hard, and they are in the ears of lawmakers, telling them really how important this is for U.S. manufacturing policy, right? Because you have to, you know, the premise of restoring manufacturing in the U.S. is a noble one. It's a good one. It's something that should be championed. But if you undercut aspects of that, like the supply chain, then you could really undermine the manufacturing might of the United States. And so I think lobbyists are getting through to lawmakers and getting through to the Trump administration and showing them that realization.
And when you talk to suppliers across the industry, are they preparing for a stable new trade framework, or are they just already assuming that volatility is just the new normal?
Yeah, volatility, to your point, is kind of baked into the auto supply way of doing business. You know, since the pandemic, we had the supply chain crisis, we had the microchip shortage, we had inflation that drove up the cost of commodities across the board. So I think the hope and the desire and the wish is that, yes, USMCA will be extended, free trade will flow, efficiencies will prevail, but there are contingency plans upon contingency plans being made just due to the unpredictable nature of negotiations.
Really interesting stuff. Great piece in Crane's Detroit Business. Kurt Nagel, always appreciate the time and insight. We'll talk soon.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, I think the important thing here is we as much as we want to bolster manufacturing and bring as much of that back to the United States as possible, and I agree, I think he put it exactly right, it's a noble cause.
Yeah.
We cannot, it cannot come at the expense of your main manufacturing hub.
Yes.
Which is mainly the automotive industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we can try to work around policy. We can try to renegotiate the USMCA, which needs to be done anyway.
It does.
But this policy, but the broader policy of manufacturing cannot come at the expense of the auto industry.
Agreed.
It just cannot. Coming up on the other side, Iran warning that the U.S. restarting military action could start a much broader conflict once again, kind of restart the fighting, but negotiations are ongoing. Jonathan Savage of Fox News joins us on the other side. It's JR Morning.